105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM. It's the freeradio.com app as well. We're live inside the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios.
Jealous of other people.
It's the Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. No, don't worry about it.
A lot of people are jealous of you.
Yes, a lot of people are jealous.
A lot of people are jealous of you.
To be jealous of.
I wish I could rock a hoodie with a sport coat over
you
the top.
You can do
of.
That.
That's a certain swag, though, that you got to have. That
he can do it,
he can
do it
right
but
now.
It ain't going to look like it looks on you.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I wouldn't look near
Hey, I wouldn't be wearing Daisy Dukes in the winter either. I couldn't do that.
Well, Billy can pull
these
that off.
Not that
you
short,
are right
man.
About
these
yeah, those
are
big
not
calves.
That short.
Those are short. If I could see your knee, then you probably.
Well, you would short. Not like the shorts that the kids are wearing these days, man.
The
now
kids.
I know I'm sounding old, but I'm telling you, these kids in middle school now are wearing these shorts that are like mid thigh. It makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Michael Jordan tried
from.
To change this for everyone,
like
so
DJ
he
Wilson.
Didn't do this stuff.
Michigan. DJ Wilson.
That's true.
He's wearing those shorts. Little mm-hmm. short shorts, DJ Wilson does.
He shouldn't be doing that with a man bun either.
Yeah, but my boy Tyler Hero does it, and he looks platinum doing it. So it's all
you need
I
to
like
stop
him.
With that man
like,
crush of
like
yours.
Hey, all I'm saying, hey, it's not
you
a man
need
crush.
To stop.
Like I'm poor. I'm putting everybody
Whitnall's
on notice. Whitnall's finest, yep. Number one Whitnall alumni
I like
ever.
I like him.
You survived a lot to get to where he is.
No doubt about it. Mean streets, baby. This guy survived a lot too. He was an intern here, and he knows what kind of hazing that comes into. Eric Name joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Eric, the West Coast last night, Chase Center, and the first time the Bucks got to play there, everybody not so focused on the 107-98 victory yesterday. Instead, the little conversation that Giannis Antetokounmpo and Steph Curry had after the game. So we were asking people, what do you make of the Curry and Giannis conversation? It was rather split. What was your reaction that you saw?
I mean, Steph isn't stupid. Like, he knew what he was doing.
Of course
like,
he did.
There was a reason why he didn't put his hand over his mouth. Like, he wanted everyone to see, like, that he was talking to Giannis. Like, he made a big show of it. He's very good at playing all of these games. Like, whether that is, you know, pretending to be sheepish, but also the cockiest dude in the league. Whether that's tampering with other dudes, like all of that stuff. Steph is really good at that stuff, and he knows exactly what he's doing. So I had no doubts that as that game closed, we were going to see Steph Curry
right.
go over there and talk to Giannis, because that's just what that Warriors team is about and what Steph is about. So, I mean, you can make whatever you want of it, but I'm sure there's a bunch of people around the league that would love to play with Giannis. But that's not really the question at hand. It's not about whether they want to play with Giannis, because of course they do. He's the best player in the league. But for him, it's what does he want to do? And when is he going to make that decision? And how is that all going to work? And I think we all know the answer to the question is that none of those decisions are going to get made until this season wraps up and we figure out whether or not the Bucks win an NBA Finals, whether or not they go to the NBA Finals, whether or not they lose in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, we're not going to know any of those answers until that actually happens.
Well, you'll know before the rest of us. But this is what I want you.
What you mean
this
by
is,
that?
This is what I want you to make sure.
What you mean by
you
that?
You just
being?
Make sure that he consults with you on where you both are moving to, because I want you to be happy too, Eric.
Well, I really do appreciate that. The West Coast would be nice, but you know I'm a Wisconsin boy.
See, there you go. He's already lobbied for him to go to the Lakers or Golden State. That's not good for us.
Got to worry about the girl. Now we got to worry about
Eric
Name.
Hey, Brian, yeah, it's the girl and now name,
Eric.
Too. Wonderful. Thanks. I'm not going to sleep tonight. So do tell me what happened there with Wes Matthews in that shoe? Because, I mean, he really could have hurt himself.
Yeah, you definitely could have. He was not all that willing to talk about it after the game, and Wesley has gotten very fond of calling Giannis the big fella, so I don't think he wanted to upset the big fella last night. And
oh, that was Giannis' shoe?
Yeah. I don't think he didn't want to talk about any of that.
He don't need to talk about it now. But guess what, though? Eric? Your boy getting him tomorrow, so Liz.
Lamara.
I'm getting him tomorrow. Yes, sir.
Well, you only play an NBA game, so you'll be fine.
It don't matter. I'm getting him. I'm going to tell you why I'm getting him. This is unprecedented. An MVP candidate back-to-back with a shoe that America can afford. So, yeah, he can get them 120 for me, 130, instead of, what, 275 for Jordan's or 200 for LeBron's. Ain't happening, okay? Do things just happen? Fine. Things just happen all the time. Look, Steve on this show, so anything can happen.
Thank you.
Right? So this, one shoe.
This is very true.
Fine.
Yes.
Right. Because Zion thing with his shoe, Steve, they say he wasn't going to play. Didn't he play? He still played.
Yeah.
That's true.
Still went number one overall. So
is he playing now?
Well, he hurt for something else, though.
Yeah, hurt for a while.
That boy Steve Smart. We went right to that, didn't he? Hey, listen, but let's get serious for a moment.
Okay.
And
sure.
We understand that people won't think he may leave, but I'm on the Bucks from the Bucks side of it. I've given you the best team the last 2 years. Now, I know the postseason, people want to talk about it. Let's wait till we get there. In the last 2 years, he's won over 90 games in 2 years. That's a lot of games. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to get no better than this.
Yeah, I would agree. And, you know, like I spent most of the last year telling you guys that, like, you don't have to take steps in this. Like, you can just go to a championship and win a championship. We saw the Warriors do it. Obviously, the Bucks didn't do it last year. Mm-hmm. But in the same way, like, they got to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. And if you're trying to figure out if this team is going to be good enough for Giannis, like, that's a pretty significant step. Winning 60 games is a pretty significant step. Winning their first playoff series in almost two decades is a pretty significant step. And then, again, being the best team in the NBA for another season would be a pretty significant step. So I know, like, it will obviously come down to really – and, I mean, this is everything this season. This is why people outside of Milwaukee don't want to hear about how the Bucks have gotten better or how – they're better suited for the playoffs or anything like that, because everyone just says, well, do it in the playoffs. Until you do it in the playoffs, mm-hmm. you can't prove anything. So that's with the team overall. But, I mean, I think it's in the same way with Giannis and his decision-making, and whether or not this franchise is going to be good enough is what they do in the playoffs. And, I mean, that makes this regular season more difficult. I think that's, you know, one of the problems with the league right now is that we can't actually talk about the regular season and how something is interesting or good, or a game is interesting or good, because we're obsessed with rings at this point, and the only thing that matters is rings. So whatever happens in January doesn't matter. While good I point. Would argue it does. Like this is why we love sports. Like, the journey is something to behold. It's something to actually, like, cherish and watch and enjoy. And I will say, like, I think Bucks fans are doing a pretty nice job of it. Mm-hmm. I hear pretty often that, oh, this is a really fun team, or, you know, there's a game where the bench mob wins one, and it's like, oh, that was really fun to watch. So that's good. So hopefully Bucks fans are kind of embracing that. But, yeah, like, overall, like, when you look at, like, the grand scheme of things, people are going to continue to say, like, got to wait for the playoffs. And I think it's the same thing with Giannis and how he's going to view his decision-making in the end.
Talking with Eric Name, follow his coverage of the Milwaukee Bucks online at Eric_Name, NEHM. Eric, that's one thing that I've gotten a lot of on the postgame show here is just good celebration of enjoying the ride, right? And then a couple of days ago, seemingly right after you wrote the article or right whatever it was that you wrote the article about changing the three-point defense, right? Or maybe the Bucks need to tweak the way that they're defending the three a little bit. I get, oh, calm down. It's just a regular season. Like, this doesn't necessarily matter. But it can come playoff time. Is there something defensively that this Bucks team needs to do or tighten up, possibly change to be more effective later on in the season?
I think overall with this team, and I guess this is kind of a bud/pop kind of idea, that during the regular season, you're just going to worry about you. You're going to get as good as possible at being you as possible. You're going to play to your strengths, and you're going to play the way that you want to play night in, night out. That's not how some coaches are. Like, if you ever watched the Utah Jazz, Quinn Snyder, also kind of from that tree, mm-hmm. uses it the exact opposite way. Like, he has 82 different game plans for all 82 games.
Right.
Like, you're going to see specific looks offensively, defensively, how to beat that other team. That's not how Bud works. Like, he's decided that on most nights, this game plan is going to work, and we're more concerned about being as good at this as possible than we are about we need to beat the Sacramento Kings on Friday night. Like, that's not what they think about. They think about how do we get better as a team on Friday night, and the opponent doesn't really matter. So for them, that kind of stuff, like, once they get to the postseason, we saw last year, they switched a lot defensively in the postseason. They moved their coverages around a lot in the postseason. They got out to big men shooters a lot quicker in the postseason. Like, Last year we saw the Celtics take 44 threes, I think hit 21 of them, franchise records in both three-point attempts and makes against the Bucks in the eighth game of the season. That was supposed to be the concern. They can't beat the Celtics. The Celtics are just going to be too much for them. And then they beat them in five games. So I think you just have to kind of realize that this is their strategy. They make the choice that they're going to play the way that they want to play night in, night out. And then when they get to the postseason, they make the adjustments that they need to make. And in the end, they didn't make quite enough of them, or maybe they didn't make the right ones against the Toronto Raptors and ended up dropping in the Eastern Conference Finals. But I don't know that a game in which the San Antonio Spurs shot 54% on Monday night is all that indicative of concerns you should have about this team once they've reached the postseason.
Eric, appreciate it, man. Fun back-to-back coming up these next couple of nights, Friday and Saturday night. We'll be following along at Eric_name. Appreciate it, dude.
Thanks for having me.
We'll talk next week. That's Eric Name joining us as he does each Thursday, 4:48 here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, as our Milwaukee basketball insider here on The Fan, 414-799-1250. Guys, tomorrow, live, starting at 10 a.m., it is The Fan's postseason kickoff party at Stenny's on 2nd and National. Want to make sure that you all have the correct address, though, as well. It's 800 South 2nd Street. It's right there on the corner. You literally can't miss it. If you drive up National, it's 2nd and National right there, and it's big Stenny's sign.
You can see shuttles all over the place. They people to Brewers games,
their parking lots right across the street.
Admirals game, too, right?
Yeah. Like
people to the Admirals games. So that's a perfect place to go, and you were talking about what you're going to be eating, watching the game this
weekend.
Wings was something you brought up, and they are known for how good their wings really are. So,
and I've slapped. I mean, I couldn't even tell you how many different wings at that place, and just left and right. The bones just fly. And I mean, like, Leroy and Gary's the one that first taught me about eating, like, the ligament part of the wing.
The flat.
Like the top part. See, because he likes the flats. I like the drum more. That's me. But like the first time he was eating a drum, he was eating like the top part of the wing. He's like, man, this is where the best flavor is.
The gristle.
And then I actually started chewing down on it, and I was like, man, this guy's right. And then
That's old people do that.
But then I had this one dude in college that snapped him apart and was sucking the bone marrow out of it. And I was like, you know what, dude?
An animal.
I'll go and drink Gary some does water that instead. Too. Yeah, I've never That's seen disgusting. Then I saw Gary doing it in Arizona, and I was like,
Gary definitely does
disgusting.
It. Yep. That's disgusting. I've ate wings with Gary. He definitely
Don't do
does
that.
It.
I'll eat every part of the chicken, but once you start breaking the thing apart and start chewing on the bones and gnawing on that, I'm all good. I'm out of there. So we'll go and enjoy all those wings. But if that's what you want to do at Stenny's tomorrow, enjoy it. We got 8 hours of great talking Packers football, so you can hang out with us.
Michael Irvin tomorrow, too, 4:45.
At 4:45, Ryan Wood will be here at 4, along with Ben Fennell going to join us. And then tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, a Lodge Kohler kickoff, Aaron Jones, number 33, has a little fireside chat with our big unit, Bill Michaels.
That's can't miss with Aaron Jones.
No doubt about it. You like that fireside chat?
I like that.
You know who else would like a fireside chat?
Dean Murray.
Dean
Murray is a platinum guy.
A lot of
fireside chat sounds
down.
Like love.
People probably get down on the knee in front of a nice fireplace, right? Propose.
Trust
you
me,
think?
She don't care where you do it at, I'm sure. I wonder if I wonder if a woman really do care.
I bet you she do.
I don't think so.
They just want that rain, cuz. I don't think they care about what you're doing.
I don't want to at all.
If you did it in the bathroom, cuz, while she was in the shower, you just reached in there and said, here go a ring. Huh? She going to say, I'm not marrying you till I get out and dry off. No, she going to be like,
let me put my towel on.
Thank you, and going to put it right on in there. And would I be sure? Fred Sanford, you may not know about that.
He has no idea what you're talking about.
You've seen Sanford and Sons.
I have seen reruns.
Oh, okay, good.
Those are good, like 11 o'clock
He would
on a
always
Saturday
put these
night.
Rings on, and he'd look at them, like put his hand way out, and he'd just start singing. And I just love it. But Dean Murray is not going to sing for you.
No, but he's going to.
He's not going to do that.
Get you a ring that's going to make
but
you
he's
sing.
He's going to make you happy. And I think that's the thing about, we talk about all the time with the Jewelry Center guys. ShopTJC.com is one of the best places you can go and get whatever you're looking for. You can shop right there. You don't have to worry about, you know, wasting your gas money, or you don't be on that side of town. But guess what? It is three locations if you're in the area. They got one 17100 West Blue Mile Road, Suite 206 upstairs. They have another one in Burlington, 348 Pine Street. And one of my favorites, 7477 West Layton.
Mm-hmm.
If you go in any of these three locations, it's a lot of people there. Don't be alarmed, because there are always people there. Everybody wants to save money. We like to pass our savings on to you. Now, if you have some old gold laying around and you're looking for some extra cash, you know, you just bring it over to Dean. He pays the most money for gold. And I met another young man, and I was like, now, what is he back here with these little glasses, like microscope type glasses? Oh, he's putting batteries in watches. Wow. They sell more battery watches than anybody. So my thing is, go over there. If you want to take my word for it, go over there yourself. Just go up in there and mention the Big Show. They will take good care of you. Just ask for Dean Murray. Just say, you know what? I hate him talking about it. I just want to see what he looks like.
That's why I want to see what he looks like. Just see what he is.
And when you're out there, you know, just get some Tootsie Rolls and some waters. And by the time you sit down or text somebody, somebody's going to come over to you and say, may we help you? And you say, yes. It's time for me to step up and be a man and get married, okay? The mother of my kids, I've been putting this off for too long. I've saved up some money. Here's the budget. Let's get with it. Dean's going to make you look like a hero, guys. That's the Jewelry Center and Dean Murray. Give him a call today or go to shoptjc.com today and just click on the tab and set an appointment. He'll be ready waiting for you.
And we're waiting for you at 414-799-1250 with Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane, Mike Clemens at